Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And keep coming up momentarily. Jones is here. Hello. How are you?
Hello. How are you guys?
Well, I'm interested somewhat in this Jeremy Swayman quote, which has begun to circulate because of the Amazon Prime series, which is called, I believe, Face Off. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And he is a part of episode four.
Three.
Oh, episode three.
Yep. David Pasternak, episode one, is in episode one.
Okay, and it hasn't dropped yet?
It comes out on Friday.
Okay.
I'm not sure if the whole season drops, if just episode one drops, but starts Friday.
So what is the Swayman quote that everybody's talking about?
He wrote down a list of the Bruins' criticisms from the 2023 arbitration hearing and then read them during last season. The exact quote is, "Hearing you're not worthy of what you think you're worthy of, that was hard to hear. You don't forget what was said. I wrote them down and I looked at them the other day, and I had a couple check marks. My biggest knock was how I wasn't trustworthy in the playoffs. Check."
Okay. I mean,
what did they say about Allmark if they thought he wasn't trustworthy in the playoffs? I mean, my God.
I mean, that's the way that works. I mean, is it like, don't you sit down for a meeting with your boss and they tell you where you can improve?
Well, this is part of where the Bruins screwed up, right? Like, when you take a guy to arbitration, he's not the only one they took. And I should say he elected to take them to arbitration, which I do think is semantics. I think the Bruins would have taken him if he didn't take them, but whatever. He's not the only one that they went through the arbitration process with. Trent Frederick was another one. But yeah, that's what comes out. It's like, oh, here's why we don't think you're worth what you want. And right. So it gets ugly. And it's another way the Bruins screwed this up from the beginning. They should have paid him. They knew what they had in him, I think. And so they should have paid him.
But he wasn't.
He's very sensitive. I'll acknowledge that. I'll acknowledge he's a giant baby about it.
He's very sensitive, mm-hmm. And that's okay. I mean, listen, there were guys, Ray Bourque, among others, who used to talk about how awful the Bruins were when it came to arbitration. Ray Bourque was, you know, a Calder candidate, and they're telling him that he stinks or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that's just the way it goes. I just don't understand. They weren't going to pay him the $10 million that his agent thinks he's worth.
Then maybe they traded the wrong guy.
Maybe.
Yeah, they definitely did.
Maybe Curtis.
I mean, this is their fault. They knew him. They had him in their system. They saw it. It wasn't a mystery that he was pissed about the arbitration. I mean, I've had people send me cameos that he did for their kids where he brought it up. Like, it's a legit thing. And I get it, Greg. He probably has to grow up. I'm not defending how big of a child he's been when it comes to these negotiations, but the onus is on the organization to maximize their roster, and they didn't do it.
And Jones, did Keith say 68 would get the deal done? Did I hear him
no,
say?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I think what his argument has been, and we can ask him about this, but I think he's saying if Swayman were really at 68, I think he's skeptical that that's a number that their camp is at, there wouldn't be this contentiousness between 64
over 4
and 68.
Million.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I think like a half a million a year.
You're right.
That it wouldn't be this ugly, yeah. has been his point.
That's why I definitely believe if Cam's at 64, which is 8, I definitely believe Swayman's at least 9.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think Swayman's asking for a lot, and he's real sensitive, and he's probably asking for more than he's worth, but the Bruins have boned him for 4 years in a row. Right. And so I get him being upset about it, and they could have solved it a million different ways. But they could have given him the net in the playoffs. I know they say he hasn't been trustworthy in the playoffs. He was way better than the other guy they rolled out there every single year in Allmark.
Reading that quote, too, you go back to last season, and both of them, I was on the side of, they don't mind that they're sharing the spotlight, and like they're best buds. No. I was on that camp to hear that he wrote everything down and mm-hmm. that the trustworthy thing was definitely something that he kept in the back of his mind. It was trouble in paradise, I guess.
And do you really think he might be right? Because Maria from Watertown, she made a great point. And then I went and looked. The kid for the Rangers is looking for $12 million a year.
Okay.
So is the $10 million that he's looking for, is that just him projecting what the new
cap?
Yeah. Salary cap. So in his mind, $8 million in a year or two is going to be $10 million.
Yeah, everybody hears 8 years, $8 million. They're like, oh, $8 million AAV, that's a really good deal. In 5 or 6 years, he's probably going to be way underpaid, and the team knows that, and him and his camp aren't stupid enough to take it. And so, yeah, the Bruins are handing out money to all kinds of players who don't deserve their contract. Charlie McAvoy's finished, I think, fifth in Norris voting. Swayman last year was seventh in Vezina voting. And so McAvoy's never won a Norris. People talk about him like he's a top-line defenseman and a guy who's proven it. He's never won a Norris, just right. Like Swayman's never won a Vezina. No one had a problem with them paying McAvoy. And so that'd be my comp. I would look at the guys they handed. Elias Lindholm hasn't accomplished squat. And if I'm Jeremy Swayman, I would say, well, you paid all these guys.
Right.
Yeah. So, sorry, you got to pay me, too. And isn't that's the goalie, not my fault you haven't done it.
Isn't the goalie like the quarterback in football, yeah. Like the most important position? When you think about it, we hear so many teams talking about, all you got to do is ride a hot goalie. And if you got a young guy who's 25 years old who you know can play for 10 years for your organization and can get you to that point where, I mean, when he's played, his numbers have been pretty good, even in the playoffs where you go, well, why would we not want to pay this guy $10 million and, you know, lock him down for the next 8 years?
Well, because then you end up in a situation like the Maple Leafs are in, where you have all that money invested in your goaltender and you can't spend on anybody else. I mean, that's the danger. Doesn't Toronto
have Austin Matthews?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of teams that would like Jeremy Swayman in their net, and they have the center iceman, and they have the defenseman, and they're missing a goalie. You know, Philadelphia hasn't had a goalie for a decade. You know, Toronto's another team that you're right. I mean, they've had some questionable goaltending. So I think a lot of teams would like the Bruins' problem, and they'd like the problem of paying Jeremy Swayman. And apparently the Bruins don't want to do it. Right.
And doesn't it look like, Greg, that you can make up for not having the elite guy if you have the goalie? Like, so you might not need that elite centerman or that elite winger or that elite defenseman because you have the elite goalie.
I'll tell you what it looks like. It looks like it is time to head to Newport. We got to get out of here.
Nice.
Are you a fan of Newport?
I like Newport.
Newport?
I was there this summer. Yeah, oh, lovely. Yeah.
Little day trip.
You never been?
No, I've never been to Newport.
I got to be honest. I don't like driving over the bridges. The bridges make me a little nervous.
Really? Ooh.
Yeah. That high Newport Bridge, yeah. I don't like driving
Phobia?
Over that thing. Yeah, a little bit.
It's wow. Fall River, right? Go down 24.
Well,
right?
No, so I'm saying, I have a lot of family in like the Narragansett area, so if you come from like that side and you're driving over Jamestown and Newport Bridge, I don't like those bridges.
Party bridge.
Buttercup. It's a bridge.
Yeah, I don't like it. You ever sat in traffic on that thing?
Yeah.
They do construction on it? Don't love it. Oh. That's a long way up. I don't love it at all. Okay. Not at all.
I got you.
You would hate Baltimore.
That's true.
What are you guys doing today?
Well, we have some Swayman plan that we're going to get to. We're going to get to a little bit of the MLB playoffs, too. The Red Sox could easily be the Detroit Tigers or the Kansas City Royals. They chose not to be. We're going to start with this weekend's game, Patriots and Dolphins. I still don't get how the Patriots are favored, so we're going to start with that.
Okay, awesome. Jones and Keith next. Tomorrow morning, we are at the Audrain Automobile Museum with a Flex Friday Roadshow in Newport or in Portsmouth, right there on the line. See you this afternoon and tonight in Newport. Thank you for your patronage.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.